Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true, sang Robert Plant about 40 years ago now. Great tune, but the words don't make sense. Been dazed and confused for so long, it is true, is more like it. That is John the Baptist. Last Sunday's gospel, read yesterday in our communion service, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? What is going on here? John is simultaneously confused and amazed, and perhaps a little dazed, as he reflects on his ministry. He shouldn't be baptizing Jesus. Jesus should be baptizing him. Beyond that, he expects the Messiah, but he's not sure exactly who it is. Then he sees him, having been told to watch for certain signs, and when they're fulfilled, he gets it. Then comes the flabbergasting nature of Messiah's request, baptize me. Think of it. Put yourself in John's place. You have this miraculous birth, a ministry set aside for you. You go out and fulfill it. You know you're preparing the way for someone, but you're not quite sure who that is. Dazed and confused, indeed. I think John's experience is common to all of us. We don't know Jesus. Certainly that's true of us as born human beings. But it's also true of us, the baptized. We don't yet know Jesus as we should. And even from our earliest days being his own, regenerated in him, forgiven, his own dear children, we struggle to know Jesus in our lives. That's certainly the case with John. He's beaten us on this point, certainly. For he, even while in the womb, leapt at the presence of Christ. And having prophecies uttered about him, we know they were fulfilled. He knew that they were fulfilled. And he knew what his mission was. And yet with all that, he didn't quite know, if you get my meaning. John was on the edge. He was a transitional figure, peering from the Old Testament into the New. The last Old Testament prophet, he was more than that, and his ministry had a deeper significance. It showed what it means to be the Christ. In what he did and what he said, the messianic prophecies took on their final concrete form. John is the clearest prophetic representation of what we should expect from the Messiah. As a result, of course, some thought he was the Messiah, and he had to point them away from himself. But it's understandable that they did think so. The signs were all there. His birth was prophesied by the Old Testament. It was predicted by an angel and was miraculous according to every standard of human knowledge and expectation. And he preached the same message of Jesus. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. John the Baptist was everything that Jesus would be as the Christ, just in miniature. He struggled with the religious establishment. He was imprisoned because of crimes against the state and put to death according to the state's rules. But in John's death, Jesus saw his own coming death. John was Jesus' teacher, not only in what he preached, but also in how he lived and how he died. Thus, through John, we learn and see what Christ will be. The Baptist became the form of what Jesus could expect for himself and becomes the form for what we can expect for ourselves. But it all remained unclear for John. Jesus knew these things, certainly, but for John, there was still the struggle. I did not know until I saw. When John saw Jesus, the pattern of his own life and his place in ministry became clear. He must increase, I must decrease. In Jesus, John saw the fulfillment of the Old Testament and realized the promise of the coming Messiah. I saw, he said, and I confessed. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I think he sounds like us, simultaneously absolutely certain and a little bit unsure. Confused, yet confessing. In that respect, John becomes a second pattern, a pattern of what it means to be a preacher of the gospel. Through Jesus and the apostles, we inherit John's ministry. John's voice crying in the wilderness is still the living and abiding word heard through our preaching. And through that preaching, the Holy Spirit works repentance, faith, and Christ becomes the Lord of all. Simply put, John the Baptist is the image of Christ in his preaching, his life, and his death. And thus, with John, we see one who went from being confused to confessing. But we also know that he went back to being confused as the trials of his ministry confronted him. Later on, we hear, "Are you the one, or should we look for another?" As John languished in prison and prepared himself for a premature death, he likely wondered why Jesus didn't just throw down the walls of that prison. Why he didn't destroy the persecutors of God's people, his preachers, and perhaps restore the kingdom to Israel, as he certainly could have. Why don't you do these things now? Certainly you felt like that. I know I have. Why doesn't Jesus just take care of this problem? The words of the hymn we just sang are straight to the point. So we, by water and the Spirit baptized into Christ's ministry, are often led to paths of service through mazes of adversity. In fact, that may be a little understated. We all get a little dazed and confused from time to time. I suspect that's true of you. I know it's true of me. And yet, with the dazzled John, we have now seen and known the Christ, the sinless Lamb of God who takes away the world's sins. That one is the perfect Lamb, without stain or spot, who though he was without blemish, became sin and was sacrificed. So that now the yoke that is laid upon us as preachers of the good news is a light one. For it is about him and his work for us. It is about his righteousness, his perfect life, his full atoning death that has paid for the world's sins once for all. It is about him, the sinless Lamb of God, who has made all things new. So we are yoked with Christ. We are burdened with a message to carry. But with John, we point outside ourselves to another, the one who has fulfilled all demands and has relieved us of the load, for he carried it himself for us. For us, the dazed, the weary, the distraught, the depressed, the exhausted, the dismayed, the disenfranchised, the confused, us. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.